I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Loans are available for those who suffered damage from last month's tornadoes. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has more on the loan program.
The U.S. Small Business Administration has approved Governor Bobby Jindal's request for federal disaster assistance following last month's severe weather and tornadoes in Ouachita Parish. Officials say that means low-interest disaster loans are available to homeowners and business owners whose property was damaged or destroyed in the storms that struck October 13th. The SBA decision means assistance is available in Ouachita Parish and in neighboring Caldwell, Jackson, Lincoln, Morehouse, Richland, and Union Parishes. Disaster loans up to $200,000 are available to homeowners to repair or replace damaged or destroyed real estate. Homeowners and renters are eligible for up to $40,000 to repair or replace damaged or destroyed personal property. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo and Dr. Ralph Abraham faced off in a debate heard on KEDM Public Radio Thursday night. The candidates shared views on numerous topics, including the Affordable Care Act, immigration reform, and Medicaid expansion. Mayo led in the November 4th primary with 28% of the vote. In opening remarks and during the one-hour discussion, he asserted that Abraham would not give full attention to the congressional seat.
He thinks that he can be a part-time congressman and have a medical practice as well as have other interests and businesses and being able to represent 24 parishes, and it cannot happen where you can be effective and efficient and productive.
Abraham, who finished second in the primary with 23%, cited a number of private interests that he's made successful. He says he can meet the needs of those in the district as well as his medical practice.
We need to be back with our people. I will be a full-time congressman like I do everything in my life is full-time. I know the mayor wants to play on that. He thinks we'll practice medicine, and we may practice some, but I assure you, when the votes are needed, I'll be there. When the people need us, we'll be here.
The two are headed to the December 6th election, deciding who will replace Representative Vance McAllister as the 5th District Congressman. The early voting period for the December 6th runoff elections begins tomorrow. Secretary of State Tom Shedler says early voting will run through Saturday, November 29th, excluding a few days.
The exception would be the Sunday in between and Thanksgiving Day and Friday.
Shedler says there's no early voting next Friday because of an executive order from Governor Jindal declaring the day after Thanksgiving a state holiday. Shedler's predicting a 30 to 35% voter turnout for the December runoff election. He expects voter turnout for the 5th and 6th district congressional races to outpace the rest of the state. This is KEDM News.